Okay, roll call, please.
Roll call. Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Yes.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson, on his way, but not here yet.
On his way.
Okay.
Okay, can we go ahead and stand for the flag?
Salute.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item four, acknowledgement of visitors, there is none. Item five, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included the board meeting minutes in your packet for review from last month's meeting of October 24th.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the minutes from the last meeting of October 24th.
I'll second that. Motion made by Commissioner Coates to approve the board meeting minutes of October 24th, seconded by Commissioner Ducci. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item six, authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Salvucci came in yesterday and we went over. I'll let him report on that.
I went over the warrants. Everything's in order for warrants paid at this month's meeting are number 28463 through 28494 in the amount of $131,336.67. Including commissioners' checks numbers 10813 through 10836 and electronic fund transfers.
I'll take it then.
Okay, second by Commissioner Coates. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Item seven, fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included those in your report, in your packet. If there's any questions, then I can answer those now. Oh, actually, I'm sorry, I do need to make one note. You got a different copy of this one put in your packet today because when we sent out the packet last week, we hadn't received the PG&E bill. So we received it yesterday, changed this, and so it's just that one line item's changed.
It went down?
The utilities.
We just paid it.
Yeah, I was going to be shocked.
No, we actually got an email that's going out.
Warrant.
Oh, yeah. She didn't give me a warrant list.
There it is.
Okay. Item 8, closed session.
Yes. All right, Megan, we're going to close this thing up, and then we will be ready for you.
Sounds good.
Back into open session, and it's 5:14, nothing to report. Okay, item 9, amendment number 1 to engineering task order number 36, Ruddy Creek Lift Station Design.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, so as we all know, with the purchasing of the property at the route for Ruddy Creek, which I've just talked to Dina today, there's some minor things in the contract that need to be changed. One of them being she didn't like that she was only going to have 30 days to get PG&E moved off of her property. I totally understand where she's coming from that. PG&E is not going to do that for her within 30 days. This is absolutely not going to happen. So she didn't like that. So there's just a few minor changes, nothing to the actual structure of the deal or compensation. So I'll have Ryan fix that up. And so that looks like that's as much of a done deal as we can say it's a done deal without having her writing on the paper, on the signature on the paper. So with that being said, that's why we have this amendment, because we will have to change the design from where we had it before to put it on the new property. So they're asking for $166,000 amendment to bring the total to $564,345 for the design of Ruddy Creek Pump Station. That should take us all the way through to get the contractor there. As you see on the last task 7 and task 8 is bid documents and bid phase services. So that gets us all the way to selecting a contractor. So this should be the last increase on the Ruddy Creek unless something crazy happened other than just getting it done and building it.
Did the county give you an update if you're going to have to do a parcel map or if you're going to use little descriptions?
They did. So I talked to the senior planner at Buchanan, and It is his opinion that as a public utility district, we'd be exempt from the Subdivision Map Act. So I am still trying to get in contact with somebody at Public Works so they can process our map and get that going. I'm going to go over there and meet with them tomorrow. And then I'll continue to work with them on figuring out what kind of environmental review we have to do for that. Because we're exempt from the MAP Act, I'm not sure how that affects the environmental review on that portion, but it should speed up that process if that's true.
And then who's preparing the legal, the new legal descriptions if we go that way?
It'd be a surveyor.
Okay.
And in regards to, I just blanked. I don't know why I just blanked. Not good. I'll get back to it. Golly, why did I just blank on that?
We call that a senior moment.
Yeah, I just had a senior moment for sure, and I'm not a senior yet, so that's bad news.
I get those.
Well, you're not a senior either, so that's bad news for you as well. But yeah, so our recommendation would be to approve the amendment to the contract and get this thing rolling. Me and Micah will have to go up back up to Reading and really talk about this design and make sure it's exactly what we want. We've also been talking, having discussions, and I mentioned to Commissioner Salvucci about this could be a good candidate for solar for Rudy Creek, because a battery system could run that thing during the nighttime.
So if we put an awning over it.
I'm not saying we definitely need to do that, but we should probably investigate it and see if it's if it would be a doable thing. We just got a email today from PG&E. It's getting another rate increase. So. Not good. So as much as we can get off PG&E power would be the best, but different conversation for a different meeting. Yeah, our recommendation is that we approve the $166,305 amendment to Rudy Creek Design.
Quick question. Does the solar you're talking about, would that be in lieu of a backup generator, or would
nope.
you still have a backup
generator? We'd still have a backup generator. It'd be in lieu of PG&E.
Okay. That's fine.
But I mean, like I said, we would just kind of, we're talking about it. We go, hey, yeah, we didn't think of it. It's a good candidate.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
It's definitely in the requirements that batteries could power it. So we just have to look at it and see if it would be worth our time and effort.
Well, I would move to approve agenda item number 9 as presented.
I'll second that. Motion made by Commissioner Pittman to approve item number 9, amendment number 1 to engineering task order number 36, Rudy Creek Lift Station Design. Not to exceed $167,000. Roll call.
Yes, Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart.
Yes.
Commissioner Masolato.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Item 10, Turner's report.
Can you hear Danielle?
Sorry, it's a little hard to hear if it's anybody else but you. So I don't really have anything to report. I've just been working with Ryan, and he said that he's working with staff on next steps for the Rudy Lift Station project. That's it.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Item 11, manager report.
Yes, sir. Let me grab that. Yeah, where are we? Help if I was have my manager's report sitting in front of me. So there you go. There it is. It's buried. So no operational issues this month to report. Done with sludge. Turned in all of our quarterly samples, which we just got back 100% survivability rate. So that's good. Influent pump station. We were told that the thing was going to ship on the 9th. They changed it. Now it's shipping on the 24th. They're pretty solid. Everybody seems pretty solid, but they were pretty solid on the 9th. So they did receive our letter. It did what we wanted it to do. They're like, oh, like scrambling. So yeah, it did exactly what we wanted it to do. So I think that I'm very hopeful that the 24th is actually going to happen, and we're going to have this lift station by the end of December up and running in full capacity. Let's see, what else do we have? So as far as SCORES future, so my plant supervisor, Salcy, and myself, we attended the California Water Reuse Conference, learned about the new regulatory requirements for recycled water and direct potable reuse, which probably would never be something that SCORE would be involved in. But it is interesting to go down there and hear that basically those major players down there are dictating everything that everybody else does. So, I mean, you have like four water districts that are pretty much determining what all of us in California have to adhere to. I'm very much an adversarial person when I'm down there. They don't really like to hear what I have to say. And I told them this, I said, my thought on recycled water in the North State is so you guys can't steal it. But, you know, like that's, I want to recycle it so we can keep it in our community. And they're like, oh, they don't really like the North State voice, but they get it. And me and Mike are the only ones there. They're speaking on behalf of the North State. So, but that was good. It was a good conference. We met some great contacts. Mike had a pretty good conversation with the guy who runs the recycled water funding program, Sonny, I forget his last name. What is
Bono?
His name? No, I wish it was Sonny Bono. That'd have been a lot cooler. Sonny Call. Sandeep Call is his name. Sonny Call. And they had a good conversation, and we think that we can get one of those planning grants. They're only 50% of the funding for the planning for a planning grant, but it would probably be worth our while to pay the other 50%, depending on what that cost is, to see what the feasibility of recycled water at SCORE would be. Now, we've also part of the LOAPUD project to study sewer in Palermo. Their manager included Purple Pipe and a recycle project out to Palermo in that because the state was paying for it. So we figured we might as well add that in and get a free study. So we did that. We learned some good stuff down there about what the future is going to hold for California. And it looks like there's going to be some mandates for recycled water. And you're going to start to see water districts pop up that all they do is sell recycled water. There's already four in the state. They don't have any actual water source other than the back end of a wastewater plant, which is kind of interesting. So I don't know if SCORE would ever want to be a water purveyor. I would probably say no, but there could be an opportunity for somebody in the JPA to take and sell SCORE's recycled water, or we could contract with somebody else to do that. And last but not least for me is we hired an operator, an OIT, from RCB. He was formerly an employee at RCBS. He worked there for 14 years. And we were really impressed by him, and we think he'll fit in real good with the crew. So he's starting on November 27th.
If you are going to get into recycled water, shelling it, bottling it, and all that, Calvin, you know, whizzing like they have on the back of cars would be a great logo.
Yeah.
It's just like you got to really wrap your mind around drinking recycled water, knowing where.
Well, see, like I said, the North State's in a kind of a different boat than Southern California, right? They have to like take it out of the wastewater plant, put it back into the drinking system, and drink it like the next day, right? I mean, we're not in that boat. To me, any sort of like ag reuse would be the same thing, right? If we're putting it on the ground,
right, that's fine.
It's going to soak into the aquifer.
Sure, whatever, that's fine.
So we can, you know,
construction.
Exactly. Anything. Yeah, exactly. To me, we don't need to do direct potable reuse, and we never need to spend the money at SCORE to get the water to that level. I think that would be a waste of money and not serving the community very well. But I do think, like I said, in order to keep our water in the North State, investigating at the very least would be worthwhile to see if what our options are.
There's definitely uses that I think only about people are going to have issues with for water that you don't necessarily want to drink. You know, road construction, vehicles that spray on the ground, ag that sprays on the ground, you know, lawns, all that stuff.
Yep.
As far as just.
Well, I know, like, it's not great, but
yeah.
South Feather gets their hydrants get hit constantly all year by the weed growers. They're illegally hitting their hydrants. So if we had a Purple Pipe hydrant, maybe we could, hopefully they wouldn't try to break into it like they're doing theirs, but we could offset some of that. They could come by, any of those people in the hills that want to fill their tanks could come buy water from SCORE to do that. So I think there's a ton of uses. Yeah. All the log yards are spraying it up, the
right.
Water on the logs right across, all yeah. Right there. I know I went and talked to them and they all told me to go pack sand, but.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Well, the problem is groundwater's less than 9 feet.
Yeah, they're all exactly.
Yeah, so they're all on wells.
Yeah, exactly.
And then any time you come in with human contact, you're going to have to meet a 2-coliform, and you know, so you're treating the water to a very well standard.
It's going
to
be good, yeah. Regardless, one way or the other. But I mean, we'll have the facility to do it.
Water Authority has written the book on water reuse, you guys were there. Mm-hmm. Their use was a different purpose, but then they found the other ability to sell it to all the other cities. I mean, if you went to Disneyland, I'm sorry, folks, that's recycled water.
Yeah, they're putting 130 million gallons a day into the drinking system there. Right. So, but like I said, they're in a different boat. They need drinking water. We don't need drinking water.
Plus,
we need,
they can do it at a cheaper rate than the contract water coming from the state water project.
From Metro, yeah.
From the what they call import water. It's very, but it makes economic sense there. The problem that I think we need to keep an eye on is the state and their regulations. They may require us to do it one day.
No, that's what's going to happen. They're going to require recycled water from basically every wastewater plant. That's what we're hearing down there.
Just like required us to go through organic waste on this new
garbage. Exactly. So my thought is if we get ahead of that game, get a project that we're into, and then start that, and then when they come and go, oh, you need to reset, we're already doing it, lay off of us. You know, that would be my suggestion.
I'm surprised it didn't happen when you applied for the SRF funds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I mean, we're not through that process, so they might come back and say, hey, where's your recycled water component?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and then you just show them the survey you get from Lillipuck.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and that's one thing that we did find out. We were always under the assumption you actually had to have, like, a customer lined up. No, you just have to have a project.
Yeah.
We could literally say there's a purple pipe hydrant out in front of the plant. We do recycle water.
That's good.
And none of it has to actually go through that hydrant. We can still put $2.5 million, but we're going to get free money for doing recycle water.
Yeah, Elk Grove, when we developed Elk Grove, we put purple pipe everywhere. So all their islands, all this city landscape is purple pipe.
Yeah, when Scott was the manager, they tried to talk to Caltrans about putting it on out in the medians.
Yeah, if you're digging a pipeline, put another one right next to it.
Yeah. Yep. So that's all I got for the manager's report.
Cool.
Any questions for the manager?
No.
Okay, item 12, visitors' comments. There's nobody present. Item 13, commissioner staff comments. We're going to just go around. We're going to start with you, Angie.
I have no comments.
Next?
Nope, no comment for me.
None for me.
Good.
I'll throw out, we have a number of meetings in the very near future with more housing to come into town. Chad has one for tomorrow. They want to start some projects on property they already own here, which is out at what they call the After Bay Estates next to Nelson Avenue School. So they're meeting with the city and trying to get serious about it. So there'll be more houses coming.
Low or regular?
Well, is it Chad or Chip? I think Chip. It's Chip. Yeah, Chip housing. It's affordable, but it's single family homes.
What's the amount we can accept now?
We have about 1,800 EDUs currently left. After upgrade phase one, that should bring another, I think, 10%? So another 1,800 or 2,000, somewhere around there. So we should have, in the future, 3,500-ish.
Well, you'll gain some too after the reduction.
Exactly. After the reduction in the multifamily, we should gain 12% of every.
And we do have two more affordable family projects coming, one on Nelson Avenue and another behind the Corporation Yard. Veterans Project is going to move forward to December.
Gotcha.
Is that all in the city?
Yep.
That's a great project, too, for the veterans. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the one next to the as Prospect View, that property is sold, and that developer is going to push another set of apartments there on the vacant property, the old McIntyre property. So there's more coming. It's not slowed down.
Yep. Well, we can serve them still.
So. Yeah.
Thanks. Go.
You.
I like the smell outside. You guys plant some new flowers or something, and it's great.
Nope.
Joking.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. Not unless they did it without telling me.
And our apologies for being late, but we had a long interview process and we had to bring our city clerk back to start the system so we could shut down the meeting because nobody knew how to run the computer to start the machine up. So.
Well, you saw me last week with our last time without Mikey here. I was.
Boys, you got anything you need, Dad?
Okay.
All right, 5:31, meeting adjourned.
All right. I think that's our quickest one yet.
Let's get to that.
Have a good night, Danielle.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, you too.
Good night. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, we have a meeting before that. December.